AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Western Midstream's quiet 3% week leaves a confirmation gap near the 52-week high. WES beat its midstream peer set over 1, 4, and 12 weeks, but the advance came on just 0.5 times normal volume as market dynamics cooled. Research brief. Western Midstream Partners closed the week ended 17 July at $45.97, up 3.0%, taking its four-week gain to 7.0% and its 12-week return to 14.5%. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 49-week streak and price 10.4% above the trend line, but volume confirmation is light and activity pressure has faded sharply from recent levels. Key points. 1. WES finished at $45.97, 84.7% of its 52-week range, and 4.2% below the $48.01 high. 2. The stock outpaced the U.S. oil and gas midstream group's 0.8% weekly gain, 3.3% four-week gain, and 4.0% 12-week gain. 3. Trend evidence remains constructive. 50 of the past 52 weeks have been active, and price sits 10.4% above the $41.65 trend line. 4. Participation is the weak link, with 3.0 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 6.1 million and a 52-week average of 6.7 million. 5. Risk is mixed. Upside weeks lead 35-17 over the past year, but recent volatility is above the one-year base and 14 reversal markers sit in the recent smart money tape. Price action stays constructive, but the move is not fully sponsored. Western Midstream Partners LP added 3.0% in the latest completed week, closing at $45.97 and lifting its four-week return to 7.0%. The 12-week gain of 14.5% keeps the stock in a firm quarterly position, while the 52-week return stands at 24.4%. The close is high in the annual range at 84.7%, only 4.2% below the $48.01 52-week high. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 49-week active streak and 50 of the past 52 weeks showing active breadth. Price is 10.4% above the $41.65 trend line, which keeps the weekly regime constructive, though the 38.7% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $33.15 leaves less valuation cushion if momentum stalls. Midstream context helps, but WES is not the fastest energy name. The broader U.S. energy group had a positive week, averaging a 2.8% gain, with four-week performance at 5.6%. That sector strength is uneven beneath the surface. Only 57.0% of energy names have active trend signals, while positive market dynamics breadth is just 12.0%. Relative strength breadth is healthier at 78.0%. showing that the group still has pockets of outperformance despite thin activity confirmation. Within U.S. oil and gas midstream, WES looks better than average rather than dominant. The industry's weekly return was 0.8%, with four-week and 12-week gains of 3.3% and 4.0%, so WES is 3.0%, 7.0%, and 14.5% returns compare well. Industry trend breadth is strong at 81.8%, and relative strength breadth is 76.4%, but positive market dynamics breadth is only 14.5%, which matches the stock's own mixed confirmation profile. Market dynamics positive, yet urgency has cooled. ShareMaestro's setup read is balanced, with a composite score of 69. Activity pressure is still positive at 0.08, and relative strength is positive at 7.08, but the pressure reading has faded materially over 4 weeks. The signal board shows an active trend backdrop and positive price versus trend position, while activity pressure registers no fresh buy signal. That distinction matters near a high. The opportunity evidence is the long trend signal, premium demand above fair value, and a positive next week expectancy of 57.89% for similar historical setup states. The risk evidence is that confirmation is not keeping pace with price, and the recent smart money tape includes 14 reversal markers. Volume is the clearest reservation. The latest advance came on 3.0 million shares, equal to 0.5 times the 13-week average of 6.1 million and 0.4 times the 52-week average of 6.7 million. That is a substantial drop from the heavier participation seen in May, when positive weeks included 10.7 million shares on May 1st and 15 million shares on May 15th. Low volume gains are not automatically bearish, but they reduce the quality of evidence behind a move that is already close to its annual high. A stronger next leg would need better participation, while a fade in activity pressure from here would make the $41.65 trend line more important as the weekly regime reference. Risk and what to watch next. The one-year up-down split remains favorable, with 35 positive weeks against 17 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have delivered 1.8%, while average negative weeks have lost 2.3%, so the skew is not one-sided. Recent weekly volatility of 3.3% is also above the 52-week base of 2.5%, a reminder that the stock can still move sharply even within a constructive trend. The next checkpoints are clear. Whether WES can test the $48.01 high with better-than-average volume, whether activity pressure rebuilds from 0.08, and whether relative strength can stay positive while the midstream group's own market dynamics breadth remains thin. The trend line at $41.65 is the key weekly level for judging whether any pullback is routine digestion or a broader regime change. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.